Well, big things happening in Cameroon as well. Tensions continue to rise in Cameroon between its English and French-speaking regions. Amnesty International says at least 17 people were killed over the past weekend in clashes linked to the Declaration of Independence by Cameroon's Anglophone minority. So very interesting things happening there. So what we thought we'd do is get to Milton Taka on. He's spokesperson for the Southern Cameroons and Ambazonian Governing Council. He joins us now. Milton, good afternoon. Just take us through exactly where this tension's coming from then.
Good afternoon to you in the studio and good afternoon to our listeners. It's very unfortunate that in this day and age we still have black-on-black colonialism. It is important that our viewers and our listeners know that the problem we currently have in that part of the world is not a problem of language. It's a problem between two countries with a historic record. La République du Cameroun had independence on the 1st of January 1960. The Southern Cameroons had independence on the 1st of October 1961. This is verifiable if you look at UN Resolution 1608 of the 21st of April 1961, when countries of the world massively voted for the 1st of October 1961 to be the independence of the people of the Southern Cameroons. Unfortunately, we were invaded, colonized, and occupied by La République du Cameroun up to this date. Over the last 25 years, our leaders who dared to raise this point have been caught up, locked, killed, and many have gone into exile. We'd like the world to know that the restoration of the independence of the Southern Cameroons that was declared by its people massively on the 1st of October 2017, as well as on the 22nd of September 2017, is legal, it's legitimate, and it's just. It's unfortunate. Milton, after 56 years of slavery, Biya's government rejected an instruction from the United Nations Secretary General who called upon the two parties to show restraint and come to the dialogue table. Dialogue has meant killing at least 71 of our people to this day.
Yeah, I hear you say this. Is the United Nations aware of this? This sounds like South Africa back in the years of apartheid.
This is black-on-black colonialism. It is apartheid. It is genocide in the making. And I'd like us to know that it is on record that in 2010, Kofi Annan, the ex-UN Secretary General, had asked the government of Paul Biya to know that this problem is a time bomb and they should get into immediate dialogue. That same year, the UN General Assembly President of the 64th session, Dr. Ali Abdul Salam Treki, came to Yaoundé with two maps, the two maps of the two countries, La République du Cameroun and the Southern Cameroons, that were supposed to form a confederation of two countries equal in status, run two governments, and that never happened. So let me quickly note that in December 2016, in January 2017, May and September 2017, the UN has called for peaceful dialogue. This government has rejected it. Kosa Zanazuma, as AU chair, equally called for immediate and unconditional dialogue with all parties offering to come in as mediators, and this government rejected it. As we speak, our people are being butchered from village to village, from street to street, and it is important to note that the Governing Council of the Southern Cameroons people, the administrative authority, has always stood for peaceful resistance, honest dialogue, so that we deal with the root causes of this problem. Unfortunately, we are now having a massacre, indiscriminate shooting. I would like the world to know that if they don't shoot and kill you on your forehead, on your chest, everywhere around your body, they shoot your legs, very similar to what we saw in Sierra Leone. And our biggest worry as Southern Cameroonians is the world is watching. There's no electricity in the Southern Cameroon. Internet has been cut off. Why? So that this mass human slaughter, it's not exposed to the world. UN remains silent. AU remains silent. We're asking, should all our people be killed? Do you want us to carry arms?
Okay,
the
Milton,
people in the country say we should carry arms. Why?
Yeah, Milton, I hear you. Milton Taka, spokesperson for Southern Cameroons and the Ambazonian Governing Council. I think that's a story that needs to be firmly put onto the news agenda, the news diaries, because there seems to be all sorts of terrible things happening in that corner of the world.